Hi, welcome to the Intolerant and Hungry podcast. I'm Jody and I'm intolerant.
And I'm Peter and I'm hungry.
So let's eat something.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. And maybe we could talk about intolerance at the same time.
Like intolerance to people groups and individuals who are different to us?
Yes. I'm actually not intolerant to anyone. No, any food. But I can eat anything. But what about you, Jody?
I'm pretty much intolerant to all the food. I think the list of things I can eat is smaller than the list of things I can't eat.
Okay. And it's not just the lifestyle choice. It's like you actually get sick if you eat it, right?
Yeah. Autoimmune disease, my friends.
Okay. Well, I'm hungry and I feel like some chips. Can you eat chips? I got some chips here.
Well, shall we read the back of the packet and see if the allergy statement has anything in there that I can't eat?
Okay, well, I got a classic sour cream and chives Pam's chips.
Potato chips. Yeah. That's what we've got here.
So we got potatoes. Can you eat that?
I can eat potatoes.
We got sour cream. Can you eat that?
No, that's dairy.
Dairy? Oh. And it says milk solids.
No.
And palm oil.
No.
Starch.
Don't think starch is too bad for me.
Okay, so it looks like there's so many things in here. What's acidity regulator 33?
And anti-caking agent 551. To be honest, I kind of avoid most things with numbers because I'm never quite sure what's in them. So I tend to eat pretty much a whole food kind of paleo type diet, which is our podcast go on. We'll look into and explain. But for our first podcast, I think it's safe to say that I cannot eat these chips.
But I can. What happens if you eat them?
My stomach will bloat up and I'll get really brain fogged and my joints will get all sore. And
I'm listening. I'm just eating.
He seems like he's listening, but he's actually just sitting here eating some chips right here in front of me.
These are pretty good.
In front of me.
What do you do if you wanted to eat chips? Like we're chilling out, watching TV, you want to eat some chips, what do you eat?
Well, it's really hard to find actually because most chips, potato chips, have some kind of oil on them and I have a lot of difficulty processing vegetable oils. So I've brought a little sample along of the type of chips I would eat.
And what have we got here today? What's that?
This here, mung bean chips.
Mung bean? What's that mean? It says organic on
organic mung bean chips. Found these at my local Whole Food grocer. Should we just have a quick look at the ingredient list here?
Yeah.
It's just so many ingredients. It might take a while to read through them all. Mm-hmm. Organic mung beans and sea salt. That's it. That's the list.
Whoa. Well, that's pretty good. And who makes these mung bean chips?
Musso. Since 1953, they're from Japan.
It's gluten-free up there, yep, spiral so
these, food. These are gluten-free. Let me just go through the list of things on the back that it's free of. Ready? Gluten-free, no additives, no preservatives, no sugar, no trans fats, no hydrogenated oils, dairy-free, and manufactured in a dedicated wheat-free, gluten-free, nut-free facility.
Well, that sounds like something you can eat. Can I have some?
Well, you can try them.
Well, that's the whole point of the podcast, so let's
So the whole point is I get to eat food I like and can eat. And Mr. Peterson here is going to try some new foods for the first time. And he's going to compare my gluten-free organic mung bean chips to his Pam's classic sour cream and chives normal potato chips.
Yeah, I'm liking these sour cream and chives.
Sorry, I couldn't help myself.
Oh, some people don't like eating on podcasts, but we'll see if we get any complaints. Stop. All right, so Jody's had a mung bean chip. I'll just... can I have one, please?
I'm sorry. Let me just finish my mouthful.
Okay. I'll just get a drink of water to cleanse my palate.
Mm-hmm. I would just like to point out something that Peter did just now, which is highly, like, wrong in the world of intolerance, and that lots of people who aren't intolerant to foods aren't aware of. He has been putting his hands into his bag of potato chips with all the things in there, like their big bag of stuff I can't eat that will make me sick.
Yeah, and what's
and with that same hand, he just attempted to reach into my bag of delicious mung bean chips.
And then?
He will contaminate my food with his icky gluten hands.
Oh, okay then. Sorry about that.
And then my mung bean chips will no longer be gluten-free mung bean chips. They will be Peter's mung bean chips.
And I have to try and eat them.
So here, let me put my delicate organic hands into this. And you may have some mung bean chips.
Okay, just one will do at the moment.
No, I'll give you a couple. Okay. Here you go.
Hey, what's a mung bean anyway?
I don't know.
So this is it looks like a round circular chip with brown freckly spots on it. Apparently that's mung beans and sea salt. So here we go.
I'm pretty sure how they make them, just while Peter's trying it over here, pretty sure while they make them, they crush up the mung beans and then they kind of flatten them all out and then dehydrate them. I think that's how they make them. They're just like these really skinny, crispy little things. They feel like chips, right? Does it feel like chips in your mouth?
Yeah, it feels like chips. It tastes like nothing.
It does not taste like nothing.
Well, there's a little bit of flavour in there.
It tastes like nutty.
A little bit nutty, a little bit...
salty?
Like a empty, one of those rice things you eat when you're trying to lose weight. What are those things called?
Like rice crackers.
Are they rice crackers? Like, the fat ones.
Oh, like those rice cakes.
Yeah, it tastes a little bit like that.
It doesn't taste anything like rice cakes. Rice tastes like rice. Mung beans taste like nutty beans.
Oh, it's not too bad. I could eat some of these.
You want some more?
No, I'm all right. I got some sour cream and chive chip. Anyway, I found out here. Let's have a look. The mung bean is alternatively known as the mung bean. Green gram, lentil, but not the mungo.
No, not the mungo.
I don't know what a mungo is. It's part of the legume family, native to the Indian subcontinent.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so without giving you like the whole rundown of the history of the mung bean, which is like more boring than ever.
We should just read Wikipedia articles on our podcast.
No. Basically, we'd like to point out that the mung beans are a high quality protein and just pretty yum, to be honest.
Yeah, and really low calories too, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I haven't looked at the calories these. Let me look. Per serving, so like in one bag of these mung bean chips, there's two servings, and one serving is only 100 calories. So how many calories per serving in your chips, Peter?
I don't know. Let's have a look here.
Oh, so like a lot. What's okay, if we do it per 100 grams, mine is 370 calories per 100 grams, right?
Yeah.
Yours is twice that per 100 grams.
So I'm going to get fat eating these.
Yeah, but the thing is that mine are much lighter, so I could literally eat like tons of these.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't even come close to, like that's per weight, but mine are like real light, so I can eat way more than you.
Well, actually, I was a little bit worried about doing this podcast and eating for some of this weird food. And we're going to eat some more food in the next podcast. But for these mung beans, I give them the Peter's seal of approval.
Are you being serious right now? I thought you would hate these. I honestly got these first because I thought you would hate them.
No, they're fine. They don't taste like much, but they're food.
What do you mean they don't taste like much?
Anyway.
They're amazing.
Anyway, that's the podcast for today. Where did you get these mung beans from?
I got
mung bean chips.
I got these particular ones from the Harvest Whole Foods supermarket in Greylin.
Okay.
I'm just going to say about that Harvest Whole Foods place. They're actually amazing. And if you have intolerance and stuff, I highly recommend that you go there. You can order from them online. And they're actually amazing because they have everything. I found so many foods there that I can eat that I haven't been able to find anywhere else.
Yeah, and we're just saying that. We're not getting paid to say it.
We're not getting paid to say it. I literally just love that supermarket.
Yep. So that's the show for today. Thanks for listening. And we're trying to, well, this is the first episode, so hopefully we'll have a Facebook page or something up. Like us on Facebook. And this is Peter and Jody saying
thanks for tolerating us.
See you next time.